And in our prayers this morning, we are going to especially take a moment to uplift students, teachers, administrators that are beginning the school year with so much going on. We want to ask God's presence to lead the way into our schools. Also, for those who are affected by COVID, those diagnosed or those waiting for results, we want to uplift them here this morning as well. Also, in our prayers, we're going to uplift Tim Ewing. We prayed for him last week, but Tim's here this morning. Tim's going to be having surgery this week, and so we want to ask God's presence to go with him. Also, for Roman Gunther, got news yesterday that he's back in the hospital and just having some ongoing health concerns. Let us bow our heads in prayer. We pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Father, we believe that without your Son, we are dead in our trespasses and overcome by our own sinful desires. Be merciful to us and help us to keep Jesus as the center of our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And grant us true humility as little children. Deliver us from temptation and keep us in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all the little ones who believe in you, the youngest members of our congregation, as well as those of every generation who are called your children. Bless parents, pastors, and teachers to teach your truth and your ways, that we may grow in Christ's forgiveness and live as your children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, fill us with care for the members of our earthly families, and especially those of the family of faith. Today, we especially remember those in our hearts and minds during this moment of silence. Dear Lord, we thank you that you do seek us out in a huge world with 7 billion people, with a huge crowd, and you minister to our every need. We don't know how that happens, but we thank you for how you do it, Lord, as you did for the man that we heard about today, caring for him in the crowd. Lord, we pray for those that are experiencing constraints, struggles, stress in their life. We uplift students, teachers, and administrators in our schools, that you would give them an extra sense of endurance and perseverance and trust in you, that through all the trials and challenges that you and your Son Jesus would be known. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling with the diagnosis of the coronavirus and the effects of that, that you would alleviate those concerns, that you would protect life in our community, that you would watch over healthcare providers, doctors that give treatment and make decisions, give discernment as procedures and treatments are given. Lord, today we uplift Tim Ewing as he faces surgery this week, that he would feel our presence, the family of Peace Lutheran, but more importantly, your presence, that he would know that he does have a future and a hope because of you. Lord, also those people we mentioned now today that have asked for our prayers, Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Andy, Janet and Kayla, Angela, Mark, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Ron, Chuck, Marianne, Steve, Anna, Roman, Gary, Lori, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Darren, and Talia. Lord, we thank you too for ministry partners. Today we ask that your presence would continue to go before the Dementia Warriors as some of them are here with us this morning. We thank you for their mission. which is to live that full and abundant life that your Son promises. Give them joy on their journey and a deeper connection with one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord. We commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. We pray these things through your Son, Jesus our Lord.
Amen.